From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of people. Happened Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib in northwestern Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying most of those killed were fighters in the Army of Conquest. It's a rebel group fighting forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But rescue workers reported that six strikes also hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. More than 150 people were wounded in those attacks. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike near Syria's capital has killed Samir Kantar, one of the leaders who was imprisoned 3 decades for killing 3 Israelis. Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who had gone to Syria to fight alongside forces loyal to President Assad since the civil war began there in 2011. University of South Carolina scholar Joseph Ulmer tells VOA both Hezbollah and Syria had recently developed issues with Kantar.
According to press reports in the Arabic press in the last 24 hours, but also before, he became a nuisance to both the Hezbollah and the Syrians because he was so eager to create troubles along the border between Israel and Syria and the Golanites in a way that could have compromised the higher interest of both Hezbollah and the Syrians.
Israel welcomed Kantar's death but did not claim responsibility for it. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in the laboratory. Air France officials saying the device did not present any danger to passengers. The Boeing 777 was headed from Paris, from Mauritius. 459 passengers evacuated safely. This is VOA News. Iran is complaining about new U.S. travel restrictions on 4 countries, including Iran. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the United States will now have to get one if they are also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan, 4 nations the U.S. says are known to have sponsored terrorism. UN brokered peace talks on Yemen ended Sunday with a broad agreement that the war has to end, but there were no major breakthroughs. The UN envoy said that after the Geneva talks that officials in Yemen's recognized government and the Houthi rebels will be meeting again next month. He told reporters that fighting and shelling continued even as both sides sought a way to stop it. Yemeni officials say recent fighting has killed at least 68 people in Hajjah province. That's near the border with Saudi Arabia. Spain's ruling Conservative Party won the most votes in Sunday's parliamentary polling, but a strong showing from 2 opposition parties nonetheless threatens its grip on power. With nearly all votes counted, the Conservative Popular Party of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy was winning 121 seats of the 350-member parliament, a tally far below the 186 majority it now holds. The allied business-friendly Ciudadanos party was set to win 40. Same tallies show a block of leftist parties, including socialists and anti-austerity Podemos party, a former communist party, and 2 smaller groupings could jointly hold 175 seats. Pablo Iglesias heads Podemos.
So today is an historical day for Spain. We are very happy for the fact that in Spain the 2-party system is ended. And we are happy because we are starting a new political era in our country. Our defense of the social justice and our fight against corruption are going to be the political lines of our group in the Spanish Congress. Spain is not going to be the same anymore.
And as the last votes were being tallied today, it became increasingly clear that the days of Spain's traditional 2-party dominance of political life, at least, is temporarily at an end. Chinese authorities are now saying 91 people are missing after a massive landslide that buried an industrial park in the southern city of Shenzhen that's in Guangdong province. Shenzhen Vice Mayor Leon Qingzhen said an area of around 380,000 square meters had been covered by the mudslide disaster. It has led to the burial of varying degrees of damage, he said, of 33 buildings across 3 industrial parks. More than 1,500 emergency workers are involved in the search and rescue efforts.
That's the latest world news from VOA.